And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 14th of August, 2017. It's the anniversary of the day on which the Social Security Act was signed into law, 1935, by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, intended to help keep senior citizens out of poverty. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Gary Larson, born Tacoma, Washington, 1950, creator of the comic strip The Far Side, ran for 15 years, an anthropomorphic comic strip about cows who spoke and vipers who wore cat's eye glasses and dogs who played a game called Tether Cat. It's the birthday of Ernest Thayer, born Lawrence, Massachusetts, 1863, went off to Harvard, studied philosophy with William James, went out to San Francisco where he worked for the Hearst paper, the San Francisco Examiner, wrote a humor column for them and sometimes light verse, and in 1888 he wrote a poem, Casey at the Bat, which was picked up by other papers, including the New York Sun, which left his name off it. And the comedian and actor William DeWolf Hopper saw the poem printed. He performed the poem, and it was so popular, he made a career out of it. Hopper performed the poem almost 40,000 times, though he didn't know who had written it until Ernest Thayer happened to come to one of his shows. Ernest Thayer never got any royalties from Casey at the Bat, nor did he ask for any. He got old and he went back to the study of philosophy and he published some articles on the subject, and he was somewhat dismayed to find out that he was always going to be known for this little poem that he'd written when he was just 24 years old. It's the birthday of Daniel Steele, New York City, 1947, who produces a book every year, has sold almost 600 million of them. It's the birthday of the humorist Russell Baker, born 1925, Morrisonville, Virginia, columnist for the New York Times for many years, and then went on television to host Masterpiece Theater in 1992. Russell Baker said, "Television is harder than I thought. I can't bear to look at myself. I fancied that I was an exceedingly charming, witty, and handsome young man, and here's this fidgeting old fellow whose hair is parted on the wrong side." And it's the birthday of Doc Holliday, John Henry Doc Holliday, born Griffin, Georgia, 1851, studied dentistry, got tuberculosis, moved west, became a gambler, wound up in Tombstone, Arizona in 1880, where he took up with the Earp brothers, who were carrying on a feud with a gang of the Clantons. And there was a famous shootout at the O.K. Corral, October 1881, 30 shots fired in about 30 seconds. Three men were killed, many were wounded. Holliday survived. He died of tuberculosis 6 years later. Here's a poem by Charles Simich, The Saint. The woman I love is a saint who deserves to have people falling on their knees before her in the street asking for her blessing. Instead, here she is on the floor, hitting a mouse with a shoe as tears run down her face. The Saint by Charles Simich from Scribbled in the Dark, published by Echo and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, offering Snapshot, a device that adjusts insurance rates based on safe driving habits. Now that's progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.